Sunday Tama Talk.
Happy day, folks. We're here with another stimulating Sunday Tama Talk by Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Dr. Pratrajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most eminent meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. He's national coordinator of provincial meditation institutes throughout Thailand, as well as the much-loved abbot of Wat Lung Po Sot Thammakayarang in Dumnan Sarawak district of Ratpuri province. I'm Prakru Bhairika Dr. Barton Yanatiro from the United States, and I will be your interviewer. Welcome, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We earnestly await more of your captivating insights. Could you please begin by reviewing our last session?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Last time we completed reviewing life's highest blessings as presented in the Mangala Sutta. It is one of the most popular Buddhist suttas. An angel asked, what are the life's most fortunate lucky charms? Lord Buddha recognized that good fortune does not depend on luck, but comes from virtuous behavior based on right wisdom. The practice of Dhamma is most auspicious. Thus, Lord Buddha responds by offering 38 lessons for fruitful living in 10 profound verses. The last verse concludes that the arahant cannot fall back. Final attainment of Nirvana is assured. One cannot be defeated and enjoys happiness everywhere. Please appreciate this whole series of broadcasts on our website at www.dhammacenter.org.
Thank you very much, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now, sir, what will we study today?
Beginning today, we will take up a different individual topic of each broadcast, focusing on subjects of special importance to our listeners. Today we begin with world peace and prosperity. Commentators like to blame world leaders for the lack of world peace and prosperity. But Lord Buddha takes the opposite approach. World peace and prosperity begin with each and every one of us inside. We are the family of man. Inner peace leads to personal peace, family peace, social peace, natural peace, and ultimately world peace. At heart, world peace means each one of us living a peacefully happy life in a beautiful, orderly way. Lord Buddha first expounded this prescription for world peace to his disciples in his exhortation called the Ovatthapattimokka, presented at Veluvan Vihara on the full moon day of Magha, 9 months after his enlightenment, 2,597 years ago. Lord Buddha repeated this exhortation often throughout his 20 years of teaching. Sappapapassa akaranang kusalatsu pasampatha sacitta pariyotapanang etang puttana sasanang. Avoid all evil, do only good, and purify the mind. This is the teaching of all the Buddhas. Inner peace can be hard to find in this hectic age of high-tech consumerism. We are all caught up racing to buy the latest gadget brought directly to us over the internet. But Lord Buddha has taught both what to avoid and what to undertake to live a peacefully happy life. His prescription has 3 components: moral behavior, sila, concentration, samadhi, and wisdom, panya. Today, we focus on the first of these, moral behavior. It is the foundation for the other two.
Thank you very much, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now, how does one avoid evil?
When Lord Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree, he saw 3 physical actions as major causes of rebirth in the suffering worlds. Number 1 is intentionally killing world beings. Number 2 is theft. And number 3 is sexual misbehavior. There are authors But today we focus on these three main causes. These three misbehaviors are the most obvious external evidence of the internal root causes of defilements that need purging: greed and lust, hatred and delusion. Killing generally reflects hatred, stealing indicates greed, and sexual misbehavior signals lust and delusion. Lord Buddha saw that humans who act improperly in these ways receive suffering as the result, both in the present lifetime and after dying. These are the major causes of being reborn into the suffering worlds, the worlds of hungry ghosts, animals, demons, and hell beings. This is just the natural law of karma. Most people do not know or believe the law of karma. If they did, the shame and moral dread would keep them from such perilous behavior. First, consider killing. All beings hold their own life as most dear. Knowing this, we should act with compassion to avoid killing other beings. A common consequence of killing is a feud between victim and killer over many lifetimes, as in the case of Kali Yakshini, told in the Dhammapada chapter 1, verse 5. Initially, the first wife killed the babies of the second wife. Second, the cat killed the babies of the hen. Third, the tigress killed the babies of the deer. And fourth, the Yakshini ogress was killing the babies of the aristocratic lady. When Lord Buddha made this feud known, engineered mutual forgiveness, and summed up that hatred is never conquered by hatred, but only by forgiveness. Such feud can cause wars. In Cambodia, inhabitants kill fish in their huge lake by the millions. When dying, the fish vow revenge. Eventually reborn as humans, they kill people indiscriminately. This shows how lack of individual peace can lead to lack of world peace. The positive opposite of the hatred and killing is loving-kindness, compassion, and right livelihood.
Thank you very much, Venerable Sir. Now, what about stealing? What should we do to be careful to avoid that?
The Bali words are broader than stealing. They translate as not taking that which is not given. In modern times, major concerns are not so much outright theft as dishonest and immoral practices in business and government. In commerce, these include cheating, embezzling, and manipulating the stock market. Buddhism also bans wrong occupations, which harm others or foster immoral behavior, such as prostitute, pornography, trading in intoxicating drinks and drugs, operating nightclubs, bars, and casinos, and other occupations, which lead customers down to the highway to hell. Also prohibited are occupations dealing with weapon, ammunition, poison, trap, or nets for killing, catching, or harming other living things, and any trade related to raising animals for food. In government, dishonest practices refer first and foremost to the bribes and corruption, which are everywhere rife. More broadly, they also include abuse of power, such as overthrowing elected governments and plundering people's sovereignty, taking away the people's right to elect their representatives. Positive opposites are doing good with compassion and loving kindness, generosity, and honesty. In government, they could include fostering improved educational and health care opportunities. Exemplary government conduct has been compellingly modeled by King Ashoka the Great of India, who ruled the Indian subcontinent for 40 years, starting in 273 BC. He was the first to develop policy for Buddhist rule. The basic principles were non-violence, tolerance towards all, obedience to parents, respect for Brahmins and Buddhist teachings, liberality and generosity, and humane treatment of servants. King Ashoka wrote, "All men are my children. I am like a father to them. As every father desires the good and happiness of the children, I wish that all men should be happy always." Both humans and animals were protected by the law against sport hunting and branding and served by hospitals with herbal medicine. King Ashoka promoted vegetarianism, built hospitals and universities, renovated major roads with wells and trees, and built water transit and irrigation systems. He treated all subjects as equals, regardless of their religion, politics, and caste. Previous king claimed divine kingship, but King Ashoka sought legitimacy through approval by the Buddhist Sangha, a step towards constitutional monarchy and democracy centuries ahead of its time.
Well, thank you very much again, Venerable Sir. Now, what about sexual misbehavior? How should we avoid that?
Refrain from wrongful sexual activity means, most specifically, avoiding intentional adultery. Dangers include interference with work, HIV, criminal attacks, and family problems. Most serious are the family problems such as quarrels, separation, and divorce. Family life will not be as warm as loving as it should be, leaving scars on the children, which cause big social problems in the next generation, such as children born out of wedlock, psychological problems, and delinquency, following the parents' example. This is very much that we see in our present social reality. The government spends huge sums to cope with the myriad resultant social problems. After death, those who committed adultery are reborn in hell or as hungry ghosts or animals for a long time. When eventually returning to the human world, they will be prostituted for up to 100 lifetimes. On the positive side, those who avoid adultery and are satisfied with their own spouse, will have a warm, loving family relationship with healthy, well-adjusted and well-behaved children, and will contribute to solving these social problems. This is how inner peace fosters personal peace, family peace, social peace, national peace, and ultimately, world peace. If you want world peace, just do it. Live it. Be exemplary.
Wow. Thank you again very, very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now would you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
We begin today with Lord Buddha's Ovatthapattimokkha. Avoid all evil, do only good, and purify the mind. Our talk focuses on avoiding evil and doing good. But Lord Buddha's greatest teaching was purify the mind, for purifying the mind leads to the right intentions to avoid evil and do good, and ultimately leads beyond world peace to nirvana. Let us meditate. We begin by requesting the five precepts.
Mayang pante wising wusung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama tutiambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama datiambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama
นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ
นะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ
พุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
พุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
สังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ทุติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิพุทธังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิธัมมังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ตติยัมปิสังฆังสรณังคัจฉามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาทิยามิ
ปานาติปาตาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาทิยามิI undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinna thana veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Atinna thana veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchacara veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami
Kamesu micchacara veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami
I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity
Musavata veeramani sikha padang samadhiyami
Musavata Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
Sura Meraya Maccha Pamatathana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
Sura Meraya Maccha Pamatathana Veeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami
I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness.
Imani pancha sikkhapadani silena sukhating yanti
sathu
silena bhogasampada
sathu
silena nipputing yanti tatsama silang viso thaye
sathu
prostrate three times to the Buddha statue, if available. Now, we begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards.With the right index finger just touching the left thumb, the body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Alokakasinya.Or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, to inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there, stop still. When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness you have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head, bring it in to the center of the sphere at the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root of the hair. See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change. For example, from black to gray, which means anicca, and then it falls out, becomes impermanent, and causes suffering or dukkha. Finally, it scatters and no longer belongs to you or anybody else, anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouth and skin are all impure, subject to change or anicca, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijan tasana or insight, appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside a sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure as larger and larger, more and more radiant. Bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue sitting cross-legged is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and Nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.